Colonel Messenger and Colonel Baez Ramirez, civilians and friends of the U.S. Army Garrison Fort McCoy, home of the Total Force Training Center, good morning. There's a saying in the Army, commanders come and go, but the colors always remain. Today we honor one of our military's oldest traditions by witnessing the chain of command between Colonel Stephen Messenger and Colonel Shayla Baez. As the Director of Installation Management Command Readiness, it is my distinct privilege and honor to stand before our Fort McCoy community and our local community partners, families, and host this change of command. It's such a privilege and honor to be here with you as we salute an outstanding garrison commander. Colonel Steve Messenger and his family, Becky, Josh, Julia, Luke, and John, who are not here because they are already pre-positioned at Carlisle Barracks for their next assignment, and also welcome Colonel Shayla Baez, her son Denzel, her daughter Kyla, her parents Angel and Cecilia, and her guest Hilton McKay. Thank you all for attending today's change of command. Steve, I know this is a bittersweet day for you. Commanding a garrison is one of the most unique military assignments one can experience. Serving our soldiers, civilians, and their families. Although I must say we are sad to see you go, congratulations is in order on your next position as the Director of War and Military Strategy, Reserve Component at Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Steve. This assignment is an honor and very well deserved. Installation Management Command in the Army entrusts garrison commands to defend and secure Army installations. And you, Steve, as a garrison commander, provided that defense and security of the U.S. Army Garrison Fort McCoy with unparalleled expertise and grace. Thank you. Steve, I know how much you cared for the garrison team, and the community and families you support. In speaking with your staff, I received positive feedback about your servant leadership, leaving long-lasting impacts and boosting morale for all. For the past 2 years, you led the U.S. Army Garrison team in providing exceptional support to two different senior commanders, and you did so while skillfully managing critical fiscal and resourcing challenges. Major General Baker, thank you for your leadership and support to Colonel Messenger and the Garrison team. Steve, I'd like to take a brief moment to highlight just a few of your many accomplishments. Someone seems to be objecting with that. Well, we're going to power through. So, Steve, from the very beginning, you led the Army Garrison Fort McCoy with a level of confidence and humility that is rarely seen. First, as one of our nation's Mobilization Force Generation installations and Reserve Training Center, you diligently maximized community partnering to ensure quality of life for Fort McCoy community and their families. Under your leadership, the garrison provided seamless support to the 88th Regional Support Command, supporting a throughput of over 150,000 soldiers through numerous institutional and field training exercises and competitions. Second, upon completion of Operation Allies, welcome, Colonel Messenger led Fort McCoy in recovery operations, leveraging over 156 million in overseas humanitarian disaster assistance and civic aid, finding and repairing over 200 barracks. Third, we're trying hard. As one of the many examples of leadership, Colonel Messenger created a culture of winning and teamwork by developing a strategic planning construct with a one-year operational approach that we consider to be an MCOM best practice, and we asked him to brief at the ID readiness level to all garrison commanders and at the MCOM headquarters as an example of how to do it right. Finally, Colonel Messenger zeroed in on the civilian hiring challenge, personally leading working groups and meetings to develop a hiring process action team to streamline workforce development and to recruit, hire, and onboard civilians. Steve, you have been one of MCOM's best garrison commanders, and I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of the job you've done. To the garrison staff under Colonel Messenger's leadership, thank you for supporting your commander, your hard work and service that you provide to the entire community of Fort McCoy. It has always been about the people and the mission, and it still is. I would also like to welcome Colonel Shayla Baez. I've enjoyed getting to know you the past couple days, and I'd also like to welcome your family to the MCOM Readiness Team. Shayla, I'm excited to see you assume command and lead the U.S. Army Garrison Fort McCoy. As a proven leader, I am confident that you will invest the same passion, professionalism, and pride and expertise into the entire community of Fort McCoy. Trust me, they deserve nothing less for each and every day of your command. In closing, I would like to thank you, your families, for showing their support, the Fort McCoy community, the band, the Color Guard, and all our distinguished guests and friends for joining us today. Sustain, support, and defend. Army strong.